Singles Day is inarguably the most important e-commerce sales day of the year. The man responsible at PPRO to make sure that all those transactions can go through is Andrew Weir. And Andrew Weir is the interim CTO at PPRO, and he's actually the person who did a lot of the orchestration of PPRO efforts for Singles Day. So, Andrew, before we get started, what exactly is Singles Day?
Singles Day is the biggest retailing event anywhere in the world, and it's an event that was set up by Alibaba a number of years ago, and they attempt to sell as many things as they possibly can within typically a 24-hour period, starting on November the 11th each year. This year, in fact, they elongated it 48 hours instead of 24, just because in previous years they'd had such a big crush of sales all in that 24-hour period. So this year it started slightly earlier, midnight on the end of November the 10th, and then went through 48 hours.
And so this is the world's biggest e-commerce event?
Absolutely. It's much bigger than Black Friday in the US. It's bigger than any other retail event anywhere in the world.
What exactly did PPRO do to ensure that these transactions were going to work?
Well, we handle largely the European payments that are made to Alibaba through Alipay. And so for customers who would like to buy something on the Alibaba website or from the Alibaba app, when they come to pay, if they choose Alipay as their method of payment, then those payments typically would go through PPRO's systems in order to be processed. So although we obviously didn't handle all of those transactions that went through, we handled a lot of the European payments that went through. And so we had to make sure that all of our systems were ready to handle the peak in traffic that we expected, which we've seen in previous years. We had to make sure that all of our systems were, you know, thoroughly checked out beforehand, because if we had an outage of our systems, it would have interrupted the flow of payments to Alibaba.
You had mentioned that there's a great increase in the amount of transactions that happen. What exactly does that increase look like? How drastic is it compared to like an average day at PPRO?
Well, we handle quite a lot of payments anyway, so it's not like it tripled or quadrupled, but it's still quite a big peak in a relatively short period of time. So for us, it didn't use a great deal of our system resources, but the peak was pretty dramatic. When we looked at it on our charts, we were monitoring it very closely. You know, we were handling hundreds of transactions a second at one point. But that, as I say, that is, you know, normal for us. That's not a problem. And there were peaks at two particular times. One was right at the beginning of the event when they first kicked it off. So those were people shopping who were very eager to get the best bargains. And then, again, there was a huge peak right at the very end of the event after the 48 hours when I guess a lot of people who were lazy, who hadn't put their orders in, decided they didn't want to miss out right at the very end. And then in the middle of Sunday evening in Chinese time, there was quite a big, not a massive peak, but there was a lot of transactions all happening at the same time. Yeah, it was an interesting distribution of transactions throughout the whole two-day period. But as I say, you know, it wasn't a problem for our systems.
When does planning for this event actually start taking place? How far in the future are you thinking about the Singles Day event?
Yeah, we normally start in September. So, it's a couple of months that we're planning it. We have to make sure that various people in our supply chain are all ready. So we had to notify the data centers where we house our systems to be ready for a peak of traffic. We had to make sure that all of our payment partners were ready and that they knew this was coming. Some of them, you know, were surprised by it in previous years and didn't know what was going on. So we make sure we reach out to all of those people and we make sure that they know what's coming and we make sure that they're prepared. And we make sure, for example, that our data center provider hasn't planned to do a whole load of scheduled maintenance at that time or all of those sort of fairly boring things, but all of the things that have to happen in order to make sure that the event is seamless and we don't have any problems.
And this year, did you have any problems?
We had no problems, no. It was the best year ever for us. The preparations worked really well, and we had people here in the office in Munich overseeing the systems for most of those 48 hours when it was going on. and we had people logged in remotely. We had a video conference going, which I was on, as well as another some other members of the PPRO leadership, just to make sure that everything was okay and that the engineers who were monitoring all the traffic knew, had everything that they needed to be successful. So it was a good time.
So Andrew, you had mentioned that there's a huge spike in traffic for this event. What kind of payment methods are people using in Europe?
So some of the top payment methods that we found were relevant during the Alipay event were P24, Ideal, PayU, DirectPay, BankContact, Jarapay, and EPS. So all of those saw substantially increased volumes during the processing period. And these were all schemes that we contacted beforehand to make sure that they were ready for the event.
In terms of these different LPMs, what kind of difference in volumes are we talking about compared to like an average transaction day?
It varies. Typically, probably a factor of 3 or 4 on normal for them, which is pretty significant.
Yeah, that I would say so. For a Chinese shopping holiday, that seems kind of crazy for Western Europe. And what kind of actual financial volumes we're talking about?
Well, Alibaba mentioned in their press releases that they had done over $30 billion in 48 hours, which was about a 30% increase on the previous year. For us in Europe, obviously, it was a lot less than that. I think we transacted nearly 1 million transactions. The total value of those transactions was quite a few million euro. Okay. So a small fraction of the total, but useful nonetheless for Alibaba.
Absolutely. All right. Well, Andrew, thank you so much for joining me today. That was really informative, and look forward to the next time we sit down together.
Okay.
Thanks for listening to our Singles Day podcast. If you would like some more information about Singles Day with some incredible figures, check out the link in our show notes, and until next time.